So we're going to look at some verses that reflect our Thanksgiving. And of course, it goes all the way back for us in our country, back in 1621, which was the first Thanksgiving. Now, people had expressions of Thanksgiving before then and in different colonies, but this is the one we recognize, the Pilgrims. And if you remember, they came over on the Mayflower. You remember how many days it took? 66 days. They were in this little dinky ship, mostly down in the hold. And there were about 100 of them, a little over 100 of them. And they finally landed late in the fall season, which was the worst time they could entering into the winter time. They actually were on the, they were supposed to go to the Hudson River, New York, but they ended up on the tip. If you know the map of Massachusetts, that tip where it, the coastline comes up like a tail almost. And they ended up coming on over to Plymouth, which is inside the Bay Area. So a little more protected Bay Area. And they found a river there, a stream, that they organized their plantation or their place of abode there. They had a horrendous time. The first year, at winter, they lost almost half their people, died. But thankfully, there was a couple Indians, American, Native Americans, that helped them along. Remember what the name of the one is that everybody talks about?
Practically.
No, that was somebody else. Squanto. And he introduced them to the Wampanoags Indians, and they helped them out. It was pretty rare that a situation that the local Native Americans would be helping these guys out. But there were some other events that are very interesting that happened in that area where they avoided that land, the Indians did, and but yet here were these new folks, and they helped them out, and that next year they had a nice crop of things. Squanto helped them out on understanding how to grow corn and other things. So they had a three-day feast. The chief of the Wampanoags, Massasoit, brought five deers to the party, and they had what I've heard, of course, they probably had turkey, but they somebody said they had swans and other birds, and they had lobster and some of the other seafood in the area, oysters and whatever. And I think traditionally they had people talk about they had popcorn. Have you heard about that popcorn? They were introduced to popcorn. Well, they probably didn't have it then, but maybe later on, what historians say. But
we're going to have popcorn for refreshments.
We're going to have popcorn for refreshments. That's why I had to mention that, I guess.
Thank you.
So, but so they, that set of precedents for them, and they, here, half their group were dead, but the next year, they still were thankful. They were still grateful for what God had done for them, and they were pretty well set, and so it was quite a blessing for them. And of course, as time went on, different states had their Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, made it a national day. And then I think it was Roosevelt in 1941 said it's the fourth Thursday of the November we're going to have celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday. make it legal like that. So that's a little bit of history behind that. But, you know, we love God's word and the Bible. And in the Bible, you know, the people that knew their God and knew our Heavenly Father were very grateful and thankful. And you can see that all through the Old Testament. And we see that in Psalms. But we see it throughout the Word of God. And I've got four young men that have some verses they can share with us to remind us how important Thanksgiving is in the Bible. So, who's first? I think, Cameron, you're first. You want to share with you what's your verse references so people can, if they have Bibles, they can follow along with you?
It's Psalms
39 and 69:30. Okay. Nice and loud.
I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, we magnify God with the song. It was a joyful noise, I trust. So.
And then my second one is Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms.
Yeah, psalms are singing, we sing those. So that's the attitude God really, I think, appreciates, that we have a thankful heart as we go before him. That's certainly, we see that quite a bit. So who's next? I think Oliver. What do you got, Oliver?
Philippians 4, verses 6.
Philippians 4, 6.
Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, that your requests be made known to God.
Yeah, that's be careful. That's the King James. Really, that means don't be anxious. Don't get all excited. Just have confidence and go before our Father with thanksgiving. Great verse. What else you got?
Second Corinthians,
is it?
Corinthians. 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, great, great verse. God blesses us. He wants the best for us. He unloads on us with great promises and blessings. And so no wonder we want to be thankful to him all the time, huh? Well, Q, what do you have?
1 Corinthians 15.
All right, nice and loud here so we can hear you.
57? Yep. But thanks be to God, with which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. We have the victory in Christ. So no wonder we're thankful, huh? All right. What else you got?
Ephesians 5:20. Thanks always for all things to God the Father.
In the name
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Again, we have so much to be grateful for and thankful for, and what a great attitude we can have. to express that to our Heavenly Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Colin's got two wonderful verses kind of to close us out here, right?
If you guys would like to flip to Colossians. Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Yeah, rooted. Right. We're rooted in God's word. We're rooted with our believing.
Then I have the First Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yeah. So what's the will of God? Be thankful. Yeah, be thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for sure. So that's it. Well, those are some great verses. Thanks, guys, for sharing those verses. Any thoughts or comments that anybody has in light of being thankful? Family fellowship here would be great to hear. If you got any thoughts on that or...
Thanksgiving is thanks living.
Yeah. Giving thanks, living that way, great lifestyle to live with thanksgiving. Yeah, Al?
When I pray a prayer of thanksgiving or I'm thanking the Father, one thing I always remember to do, because I actually think there's more of this that I'm going to mention than there is of what we know, and thanking God for the things we're not even aware of that he's doing for us. Because it's easy to thank him for helping you get through a test or get over an illness and stuff. That's right in your face. But how many things is he doing for you behind the scenes to bless us that you're not even aware of, but he does it anyway?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Don't even know. Yeah, Don.
It's more blessed to give than to receive. And in Luke, it talks about give and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you.
Yeah, what a great loving principle. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Oh.
You say that a lot of us.
And that means?
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, we have a wonderful saint believer up in Temecula, Ray Braska. You might remember we used to trade off babysitting. We babysat for them and you were a little guy.
He wasn't even a year old.
Yeah. And you remember that? Ray Braska. Yeah, you know him. But he's half Japanese and he has a great passion for moving the word in Japan. He says only 1% of the Japanese are Christians. And it's a real challenge to evangelize in that country and reach people. But there's some wonderful people doing it. And everybody's eligible, right? Everybody's eligible to receive the blessings of God, that's for sure. Yeah, amen. Amen. I can tell you a little story, which is kind of neat. Well, yes and no neat. Monday, we played pickleball, Jeannie and I. And this opponent hit a shot right at my feet, and I backed up so I could scoop it and hit it. And I did. I scooped it and hit it back over the net. But in doing so, I lost my balance, and I fell totally backwards, out of control. And I hit my head on the deck, and I just, felt it bounce up. And everybody stopped that were playing pickleball around. I had
four courts.
Yeah. I opened my eyes, and here's 20 people around me wondering, uh-oh, you know, what did he do? And so eventually I was helped up. I wanted to finish the match, but it was recommended not to. And I, so I went and sat down off the side, and this other guy took my place, which my partner, we were winning, by the way, and my partner was a little upset later on with me because the new guy, they lost. So, but what was really nice, though, as I was sitting off the side, and everybody was very nice to, you know, hey, how you doing, and stuff like that, and I had two people pray for me, and one guy got into it, ministered to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, what he first did was, you know, he wanted to see if I had clarity of mind, because I banged my head really good. And so he said, spell Christ. And so I kept him. And then he ministered to me in the name of Christ, and which was really wonderful. And I tell you, my head, I don't feel nothing on my head. My head is good. I got a little pull on my neck muscle, but I am recovering really quick on that. Because we have a Linfelt family pickleball tournament Friday. So I'm going to be ready for that. For sure. But it was kind of neat. We've had a wonderful opportunity playing pickleball at the open courts to meet people and talk with folks. And the guy witnessed or that ministered to me, I was talking to him about coming to the garage group. You've heard me talk about the garage fellowship, and because he lives in the area here. So
his son went to school with James.
Yeah, his son played soccer with James. You remember him. Probably. What was his name? I want to say Norm. Norm, okay.
I can't remember the last thing.
Root.
Ryan.
Ryan Root.
Ryan Root.
Ryan Root, his son.
Yeah, neat.
And then so, the other guy that prayed for you. This other guy, Bob, yeah, has a navy blue t-shirt that in the back has little letters says, 1 John 5:4 something
right,
like that. So he's
victory in Jesus Christ
about it. And then, but so he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, pray for your healing as well.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah,
everybody okay said, make sure he doesn't have a concussion. And
yeah, they wanted me to go get an MRI.
That was really sweet.
Yeah, we'll go back next week and we'll bless everybody. That'll be neat. Well, good. Anybody else? Yeah.
I have a,
yeah,
a victory that I never mentioned.
Yeah.
I recently got back from Mexico, but after all happened, now hearing your story, it you know, falling is a big deal because we know about Jeffrey, right?
Oh,
you
what
fall
a story. Yeah.
You think about it, it makes you,
yeah, yeah, oh,
scratch
it,
your head, no pun intended. But when we're in Mexico, we're staying with the lovely believers. Arla is her name. And they got these, every house here has this huge, like, castle gate in front. You got to go to the gate to get to the house. And there's this wrought iron in it. It opens electrically, or within the gate, there's a gate door to come in. Well, when we got there the first night, we had our carry-on luggage with wheels and stuff, and I was grabbing both of them. People were going in that gate. But at the bottom of the gate, when that door's open, there's this much going across the bottom. It's not like an open, there's a ground, you just walk straight through.
Uh-huh.
I saw it, but I just took it for granted. I'll just step over with the suitcases and stuff. And I got 1 foot over, and then, boom, I caught it. According to Shanti, everybody, they thought I was going to be, because I went airborne. And there's like a stone wall right next to it. And I bounced off of that.
Oh, gosh.
Then I landed on the ground, tumbled and everything like that. And they're like, you okay? Are you okay? I said, yes, I'm fine. They went and got an ice pack. I said, I don't need it. I'm good. And I said, praise God that he caught me, you know. But it made me think of Jeffrey and stuff. I said, it could have been a whole lot worse. I mean, a whole lot worse. And I got up, I had a couple of scratches on my shin, and I just dusted myself off, but I still reflect on it. And that could, 9 out of 10 weeks, that could have been super bad.
Yeah.
Because it was at night, I was falling on hard ground. But anyway, they ministered to me, and they prayed and stuff, and they were all not shocked, they were surprised that I was fine. You know, I was good to go.
Good.
But like you, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yep.
And it's right at the beginning of our vacation. So anyway, prayer is powerful, and God takes care of us still.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. It was scary.
You know, Jeffrey Moore fell, I think it was in July, on his stairs, and it was so bad, they flew him to the hospital. He lived in Oceanside, flew him down to San Diego. He had 2 operations, big scars I saw on his forehead, on his head, surgeries. It just took months for him to recover. Doctors were not very...
especially the nurses.
Yeah, they thought he would never, he'd be almost a vegetable. But he was at our fellowship last Sunday, and he was doing great. He has recovered fully, and he had he was sharing about what he went through and everything. So
God taught him while he was there.
Yeah, yeah. Taught him the great...
most important thing.
The most important thing, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
He never lost a sense of humor either.
No.
When he was laying in the bed there, he remembered the thing that he had. So yeah, Jeffrey goes over, what car did you bring? He goes, what? I said, why? He goes, I want you to take me home. I said, well, you're not going
home. Yeah, he's
fresh out of the office. He had his head all... And I go, no, Jeffrey, you can't. I had to talk to him. And then later on, he goes, remember, you're taking me home. I said, hey.
Yeah.
And then he spoke to Shakti and me both while he's freshly, come out of induced coma or whatever in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I said, did you hear what he just said? He said, I'll say what it means in English, but he said to us, get me out of here.
No.
In Spanish.
Vamanos.
Yeah, it means get me out of here. But I think it's because he recognized Shakti, and he says, you know what, I want to speak to him in Spanish. They'll definitely understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
talk about being delivered, my goodness.
He's got a neat testimony. It's on YouTube. If you go on YouTube, on Acts Now Fellowship, you'll see the most recent Sunday Fellowship. His testimony's on there. It's kind of neat. Well, why don't we close out? We've heard from each other here quite a bit. Why don't we hear from our Heavenly Father via manifestations of Holy Spirit and see what God has to say to build us up through exhortation and comfort. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we can be together for this fellowship. And right now we're blessed that we can operate the Spirit of God that you've given us and hear messages from you via tongues of interpretation and or prophecy and really get blessed. So thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Katie, would you have tongues of interpretation, please?
Lashunta skintal parkushton kotosuto antushtun papashtushantara prakurskutto. You are a dearly beloved people of the God and Father who does care for you. You have no need of fear, but you should trust upon that with great expectation, for he is ever there and ever able for you.
Yeah. Don, would you have tongues interpretation, please?
Topedes simiakakha chebe lortan. Ibishkete hike ko platiste namakata, ose hise hika ladimontan. My children, know that I love you with an everlasting love, and that you can walk forth
knowing that I am there with you at all times, and you just trust me, and I will be there for you at all times.
Yeah. Jeannie, word of prophecy?
Now beyond a shadow of a doubt, my children, that I do love you, and I tenderly hold you in the palms of my hands. Don't look to the right or to the left, but look straight upon that path that I have set before you. For I have prepared a plan for your life to bless you, encourage you, and that you can bless others. So trust in me.
Yeah. Yeah. Father, thank you for loving us up so much as you do, and these wonderful messages. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's fellowship for tonight, and I guess we're having
popcorn.
Not popcorn, but popcorn. Sounds good. All right.
You sign off with the caller.
Yeah, we're going to say goodnight to the folks that have called in. We've got a bunch of folks here. So I'll unmute you. You can say greetings as you sign off.
Bob, question.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Love you guys. Happy. Thankful for your lives.
Bless you,
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, sis.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Bob. Love you. And happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving for you all. Good night, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night, Bob.
Did everyone watch it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just...